election of Sunni Arabs in the Saturday vote on a new constitution. Bush said turnout was even higher than in January's election for the interim assembly. Asked if he's worried that Sunni votes against the charter will mean continued bloodshed, Bush replied he thinks it's a positive development that so many took part in the political process. Iraqi election officials say they will take another look now at the vote count from the Saturday vote on the Constitution because some of the numbers seem very high. In a statement, the panel said a review will focus on areas that are reporting voting percentages that seem very high or too low. It's unclear whether any unusual numbers will affect the outcome. Voting on the Constitution expected to be highly polarized between the Sunni Arabs, who largely opposed the charter, and the Shiites and Kurds, who supported it. The province of Diyala, for example, believed to have a slight Sunni majority, but the officials say electoral reports showed a 70% yes vote and only 20% voting no. State of Mississippi is giving the floating casinos that were damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Katrina the groundwork for a new start. The governor signed a bill allowing all 13 hotel casinos to rebuild on land instead of in boats on the water. Governor Haley Barbour says it's about more than gaming. Barbour says it provides safety for the casinos and will provide jobs for thousands of misplaced workers. The law could potentially make the Mississippi coast a national tourist destination, giving casinos the opportunity to rebuild as major resorts. The governor of Missouri says he's extremely disappointed in a decision today by the U.S. Supreme Court, one that he says is offensive to his state's values. Without comment, the high court lifted a temporary order that prevented a Missouri prison inmate from getting an abortion. Missouri law prohibits spending tax money on abortion. The court fight was over the transportation cost, about $350 plus fuel, for two guards to take the woman on the 80-mile trip to a clinic in St. Louis. But the Supreme Court action effectively enforces a lower court ruling that Missouri must provide the transportation. It's unclear exactly how soon the abortion will happen. This is Air America Radio News.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhail Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down,
now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. and supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hey, good Monday evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for deciding to spend part of your evening with us. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight. A lot of stuff has occurred in the past couple of days, especially over the weekend. And we're all waiting, are we not, with abated breath for the Fitzgerald Report. We have, like I say, we have an update on Tom DeLay, update on Bill Frist. Yada, yada. Also, joining me at the bottom of the hour, in about 25 minutes, will be my old colleague and fellow talk show host, Peter Werby, from Detroit. He's, in addition to having worked in Detroit radio for 35 or 40 years, he's also a lifelong labor activist, and he's been closely involved with UAW. And the big three automakers in Detroit, the issues around UAW and the big three automakers for decades. And we've asked him on the program tonight to talk about the fallout over General Motors' massive financial troubles, the bankruptcy petition of Delphi last week, or over a week now, and what it means to not just auto workers, but to the working class, the middle class in this country, and the entire American economy. So stick around; it should be interesting. Peter's a good guy. He's a leftist. I'm more of a left liberal. Peter's a real leftist. All right. As long as we're talking about radio, a couple of things here. Willie T, who is one of the frequent contributors to Democratic Underground. Matter of fact, he's with the. I don't know, Willie T's been around a long time with him, hasn't he, Kathy? Anyway, he sent me an email. He said, the other night you were PO'd at our Sacramento station for bailing out on you guys. That's 1240 a.m. Willie T writes, rest assured, we here in Sacramento were hopping mad too. Nevertheless, me and my peeps, including my 76-year-old mom, Grace, have been diligently listening via the internet nightly, and we're both walking advertisements for Air America all around the Sacramento Valley. Can't tell you how many people I know that have come up to me and asked, what happened? And I tell them, as I'm telling you, that it seems as though Air America has hooked up with another Sacramento station, KCTC 1320 AM, and will begin broadcasting on Monday, October 31st, Halloween. Fitting, Willie T. writes, that y'all will be resurrected on All Hallows' Eve and can continue to scare the crap out of the Walking Dead and other right-wing Republican creepy crawlies. That's from Willie T. at Democratic Underground.
Well, that's great because our Halloween show is legendary. So we will have a wonderful kickoff for the new, stronger, louder AM signal.
In Sacramento. That's great. Radio is a vicious business. There's no question. It wasn't that long ago. Remember that we cut a promo for Christine Kraft, who works at that radio station, for her birthday. Remember?
I'm sure that wasn't the reason.
Probably not. But, you know, we're all buddy-buddy with everybody at AM 1240. But, you know, stuff happens. Radio is a terrible, terrible business. Speaking of the terrible business of radio, everybody knows now who gives a damn about what happened to the Ed Schultz program at Armed Forces Radio. Apparently, Allison Barber the nasty, and yeah, I'm going to use the B word. If you don't like it, tune out. The nasty bitch who works as a PR flack for the Pentagon, the one who stood there and coached the soldiers in Iraq on how to handle too stupid of Tyus shoes when Bush interviewed them the other day. Allison Barber apparently found out that Ed Schultz, like everybody else on talk radio, was talking about the fact that the whole damn thing was staged. It was her gig. It was a lie. It was more deceit and half-truths and distortions from the Bush administration. Woo, whoop-de-doo. So the way Allison Barber responded was to notify the Ed Schultz program that, guess what? We're not going to be carrying your program. They were going to take, I believe, an hour of Ed Schultz. And Senator Tom Harkin and people involved with the company that Ed started with, which is Democracy Radio, which is now defunct, they had worked on getting Ed Schultz on Armed Forces Radio for over a year. And ostensibly to be a counterweight to Bortz and the other bitch, what's her name, Dr. Laura. The Pentagon's usual response is, look, don't worry. We have a balance on Armed Forces Radio. We carry NPR. Yeah, right. As though Terry Gross does a talk show. You know, it's just hog snot, all of it. But I think what concerns me here is the fact Ed Schultz, you may consider him to be a liberal or a progressive. You may consider him to be moderate, middle of the road. I don't know what you consider him. I know that he's heard on about 100 different radio stations, and that's good. That's wonderful. I frankly don't think he's a progressive at all. I think he's a guy that does talk radio. He's a former Republican. If he's reaching people with a point of view that is not similar to Sean Hannity's and Rush Limbaugh's, more power to him. But the part here that's really scary is the fact that someone as moderate, as centrist, as Ed Schultz was denied access to Armed Forces Radio. God forbid they'd ever put a Randy Rhodes or a Mike Malloy or a Tom Hartman on Armed Forces Radio. Even Hartman would scare the hell out of him. Randy or me? Oh, please. Can you imagine that? So, you know, I have no complaint with Ed Schultz. He does what he does. I just don't think he's a progressive. I really don't. I think he does what he does, and that's fine. Good for him. And good for his program. But this should be not an eye-opener, because we all know the Bush crime family sucks big time, all of them, and they're petty, and they're crappy, and the people behind Ed Schultz had to work for a year, had to engage the services of a United States senator to try to get his program on this tacky Armed Forces Radio network. And because Schultz, like every other talk show host in America, including the pig man and the pig boy, all talked about the staged event that was that cheesy little back and forth of Bush and the soldiers, because of that, Schultz's program will not be carried. Now, they haven't made, you know, Schultz had his hiney smacked by Allison Barber. We don't know. Maybe after the swelling goes down and the red marks on his butt disappear, then maybe they'll let Ed Schultz program on Armed Forces Radio. But the excuse was that, what's her name? Allison Barber said that her boss, Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita, was out of the country and couldn't approve it, which is a lie. Just like the whole press conference, this thing had been approved. It had already been approved. It was ready to go. It was ready to start this morning, I believe. So, anyway. And again, if you think Ed Schultz is a progressive or a liberal, he is what he is. And the mere fact that an Ed Schultz, somebody as centrist as Ed Schultz, a former Republican, for Christ's sake, can't even get on Armed Forces Radio. Wow. This is called controlling the message, as you well know. I mean, this is what the Bush crime family is all about. They wouldn't dare let the troops hear someone as centrist as Ed Schultz. It has to be this stream of right-wing propaganda from the pig man the psychopath who let her mother die and rot in her apartment, Laura Schlesinger. That kind of garbage the troops can hear day in and day out. But a centrist like Ed Schultz, no, ain't going to happen. And as far as Randy Rhodes or Mike Malloy, Excuse me. All right, stick around. We're going to take a quick break, come back. I guess who's going to be booked this week? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Cover my eyes and ears till it all disappears. How can you judge for me what I should hear and see?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I spent years learning to cope with my mental health problems and just as long conquering substance addiction. But I did both, and I'm incredibly proud. But with the world and everything going on today, I get so overwhelmed. It's so tempting to turn to drugs and alcohol to help me escape. I don't want all of my accomplishments to just go away.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and alcohol to cope, get information and treatment referral at 1-800-662-HELP.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory's in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Oreck vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit oreck.com/relief. Thank you.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's homebiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Past the hour. Okay, from the Houston Chronicle, it looks like Tom DeLay will be booked in a Texas county jail this week. This is in spite of attempts by his attorneys to, you know, bypass that, oh, tacky fingerprinting and mugshot process, you know. I mean, that's for common criminals. That's not for Tom DeLay. That's not for the guy who was the House Majority Leader, who promotes the idea that people who run sweatshops in American territories out in the Pacific can also have little sex slaves, little children can be imported to their island paradise for sexual activity. That's just not all that serious when you consider that this is Tom DeLay. This is the speaker, not the speaker, but the House Majority Leader. Anyway, the judge who whose decision it is, or the prosecutor whose decision it is, maybe one, maybe both, who knows, who cares, has refused Tom DeLay's lawyer's request that we just, you know, come on, let's do away with this tackiness. And this little rat bastard has to go into the jail and get fingerprinted and mugshotted, just like any other common criminal. And DeLay is not a common criminal, let's face it. DeLay is a massive, massive thug. He is up there with Al Capone, probably greater than Al Capone. And as you know, he was initially charged, this jackass, with conspiracy to violate the election code. And then, of course, a few days later, was indicted on charges of money laundering and conspiracy to launder money in this almost successful scheme he pulled off to funnel corporate money into the hands of little pissant Republicans in Texas so that it would increase the lead of the Republicans in the United States House of Representatives. This is a guy who treats his duties as a member of the United States House the same way he treated the bugs when he was an exterminator. And again, my theory is that Tom DeLay inhaled way too much parathion, and he's absolutely insane. The judge in this little case, at least in the preliminary hearing, the judge is Bob Perkins. And according to the court coordinator for this judge, someone named Deanne Underwood, Deanne says, quote, Perkins believed that if God was charged with a felony, he would have to go through the booking process too, end quote. Ooh, well, it's not God. It's one of the minor demons from hell, Tom DeLay. According to this, DeLay will likely spend about an hour being fingerprinted and photographed. You little rat bastard. Oh, you little rat bastard. This is great. This is great. At the Friday court appearance, the judge has the discretion to rule on motions filed by this pig's defense attorneys to dismiss the charges. But Judge Perkins may elect to do that at a later date. The hearing will likely take less than 20 minutes, according to the court spokesperson. And Bill Frist, Senate Majority Leader, has been subpoenaed. This was last Thursday, to turn over personal records in an investigation into possible insider trading. Really? That's according to the Washington Post. The Securities and Exchange Commission issued the subpoena within the past 2 weeks. A spokesman for Frist was not immediately available for comment. Now, you know what Chris did. Authorities are looking into his sale of shares of a hospital operator, HCA Incorporated, co-founded by his father and brother. Chris's sale took place just days before the stock price fell. And this pretty much wraps it up for this punk ass where it concerns running for president. God, these people are disgusting. Speaking of something that's pleasant, though, write this down, okay? Remember Dennis Kucinich's idea of creating a U.S. Department of Peace? Two bills have been introduced regarding this, one in the House and one in the Senate, to actually organize American society around principles of nonviolence. Can you believe that? The bills would also, the Department of Peace would provide the president with an array of peace-building policy options for domestic and international use. Can you imagine this? A Department of Peace, huh? Yeah, I know. Anyway, there's a website, and I want you to check it out, okay? Please go check it out. It's DOP, as in Department of Peace, dopcampaign.org. dopcampaign.org. All right, Department of Peace, it's dopcampaign.org. Will you check it out, please? DOPcampaign.org. Quick break. When we come back, I think my good friend and Detroit radio personality, Peter Werby, will be on the line. We're going to talk about a bit here about the situation with General Motors, which is about to become history. Delphi, the parts company spun off, bankruptcy, and how retired workers are being screwed. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. And we look at every honky-tonk in town. We're in the jailhouse now.
We're in the jailhouse now.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We have to act to stop this now. If we don't, we will be forced to accept it. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. www.worldcan'twait.org.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
On September 8th, thousands of Americans said yes to a new movement to protect our precious liberties by watching the ACLU Freedom Files at ACLU.tv. This 10-part series strips away the soundbites to reveal how civil liberties affect real people every day. Now, the ACLU Freedom Files brings you Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely episode tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner, or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it. This half-hour show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our company. compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 25 before the hour. Let's bring in my friend Peter Werby right now, if we can, please. Peter Werby hosts his own program in Detroit every Sunday night. Peter's been in radio for since God was a teenager. He and I were colleagues on the old defunct IE America Radio Network, which was owned by the UAW. Peter's also been very active in labor issues in Detroit for most of his life. And Peter, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Mike. Oops. Probably talking to some of our old friends from IE America, too, so a big greeting to them. I miss them all, to tell you the truth.
You know, I just got an email. We have a listener in overseas who said, well, I just heard Mike introduce Peter as a leftist. And the writer, Jacob, said, I didn't think Peter was a leftist. He's sounding sort of centrist.
I always say I'm so far left, I've fallen off the spectrum.
Right. Well, that's, you know, a lot of people call me a leftist, and you and I have had many, many talks over the years. I'm a liberal. You're a leftist. And I agree with most of what you say, but our approach to the same issues are a bit different. But it's interesting to me how we all get labeled. But having said all that nonsense, we talked last week, Peter, on my program about Delphi demanding unprecedented wage cuts from U.S. auto workers. As a matter of fact, I sent you that article from WSWS.org.
Sure.
And when we talked today, we mentioned that. We talked about that a little bit. Now it turns out that General Motors, United Auto Workers, have reached a deal because General Motors is starting to show its underbelly. It's about to go belly up. That's going to cut into retiree health care guarantees and I would assume at some point pensions. Now, this is regardless of what happens to Delphi. This is General Motors. And I'm just wondering if you can add any insights here as to why this is happening. You and I did mention today when we were talking that the UAW, through part of its history, has been, and most recent history, has been almost a facilitator for General Motors to screw the workers. And I don't like that, and I know you don't like it, but what's your take on this at this point,
well,
Peter?
A couple of things. One, we always think of the daily press here in Detroit. The newspaper is called the Detroit Free Press or the Detroit News as being totally corporate-oriented, and they always have been through their existence. But the headline of the joint publication that they put out on Sundays when this was first announced was Staggering Blow in what they call Second Coming Type, you know, that real big stuff. And they understand the impact that this is going to have on the economy of the Detroit area and Michigan in general. And the only thing I know that article we were talking about said that this was an unprecedented cut in workers, essentially in wages, because essentially it's a wage cut. It's not. I mean, it's the 1890s, and that's where these people are heading. They're heading back to the 19th century. And here, this is still the wealthiest country in the world. These companies are capitalized at the multi-billions, and where's this all going? I mean, General Motors actually increased. You know, it took a loss in the last quarter, but its revenue increased.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Remember people used to say to you, you know, if you're so smart, Mike, how come you're not rich?
Yes.
I always say to these people, you know, if they're so rich, how come they're not smart?
How come they're not smart? Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that is, I think, even larger concern than retirees taking it in the chops, workers once again being asked to reduce the amount of money that they're going to be paid, which means I can only imagine what that means to workers. And as you know, it's not just Detroit area. There are workers for General Motors plants who are members of the United Auto Workers all over the country.
Sure.
And but you're right. The concentration is in the Detroit area or in Michigan. And as much as Detroit is suffering now, this is staggering to me. I think the ripple effect, though, Peter, is going to be there's going to be a copycat move by so many corporations who really don't give a tinker's damn. Look at Delta. Look at Northwest Airlines. Just company after company, they write these huge bonuses, huge paychecks for their CEOs or their board members, and then they screw the worker.
So Delphi did the same thing.
Right.
I think that I don't know if it's conspiratorial, but at some level, these corporations, the corporate elite, the political elite who run things in this country, they look and they see what is going to be the response to the attacks on our standard of living. They initiate class war. How do we, the ordinary people, the middle class, the working class, how do we respond? Well, we're a little pissed off, and we write letters and, call talk shows, and I that's what I do, like you, so I'm not denigrating that. But unless there's a material response to this material attack, they're just going to say, hey, we don't need unions anymore.
But what's going to happen? The people who are going to take it first, I think, are going to be the retirees. A bunch of 60-year-old men and women are not going to take to the streets, Peter, are they?
No, well, I don't know. Will you join me, Mike?
Wait a minute. I'm talking about you and me.
Right. And I'm a union member. You're a union member.
I'm a union member, yeah.
We both belong to the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, not known for their street militancy. But you're right. I mean, Flint, Michigan, Saginaw, Michigan, Defiance, Ohio. I mean, can you imagine 1,000 jobs being lost and each of those people with 3 to 5 people in their family and that much less taxes being paid? And you talk about the ripple effect. I mean, it seems like, I mean, couldn't you run capitalism better than this?
I would think so. I would think so because, you know, in my heart, I'm not anti-capitalist or anti-capitalism. I believe in markets. I believe the way markets work. I think planned economies are a pipe dream of somebody's who simply don't work. But capitalism has to be kept with a... I don't know if you do any horseback riding. I used to teach horseback riding at a summer camp, Peter, and when you really wanted to maneuver a horse that was, shall we say, spirited, you used a split bit in his mouth so that when you used the reins to get the horse to obey a command, there was tremendous pressure on the mouth, unlike a straight bit or a hackamore bit where you're not going to have the pressure. So I just... The whole thing is just astonishing to me.
It is. Right now, Delphi, which has a number of these plants in Mexico, and so these people had bid their wages up. If you're working there 20 years, you're making about $90 an hour. And so now they're talking about moving.
Clarify that, counting all the benefits.
What?
Health, $90 an hour. Health insurance, retirement, all counting everything.
No, I'm talking about the Mexican workers making $90 a week.
I'm sorry. I thought you were saying something else. Okay.
No, Delphi workers making $90 a week, and you know they're saying, well, gee, we can get it done for 90 cents an hour in China. So, I mean, you hear that phrase a lot to the point it's almost a cliche about it all being a race to the bottom, but that's exactly what it is. And what I've been saying on my show, I mean, talking about being left and all that, I mean, if the UAW is just trying to hold on to the little bit that's left, they're not adequate to the task of representing workers. And this is the 100th anniversary of the Industrial Workers of the World, the IWW.
Mm-hmm.
And here was a radical union, a revolutionary union that was in auto, that was in all the major industries, that had enormous power and potential, which, of course, then the government smashed. But
and weren't some of their leaders executed?
They were actually lynched. I mean, they were never.
Oh, they were lynched. Okay.
They were never executed by the government. You can go to IWW.org. I'm going to an event on Wednesday that's celebrating their centenary. So they're alive, and they have that spirit. I mean, whether or not with that form itself would be useful in this period is a question that people themselves will have to answer. But just, there's two things to do. I mean, surrender in the class war or start putting together the guerrilla army. I mean, nonviolently.
Yeah, oh yeah, always.
I mean that.
Always.
I actually mean that.
Yeah, well, I do too. The violence, though, always comes from the corporations to the workers. How many workers have been shot in the streets versus how many CEOs have been shot in the streets, you know, over the past 150 years. I think the ratio is it's a huge difference in those two numbers. To what extent, I don't want to sit here and bash UAW. On the other hand, I think they deserve to have their asses kicked. To what extent is UAW complicit in all of this? And Peter, hold the thought. You get 3 minutes to think of the answer, and we'll come back and talk about it. Is that okay?
That's wonderful. I'm right
okay.
there for you.
All right. Peter Werbe, who hosts a program in Detroit on Sunday evenings now. That's how concerned Detroit is. They have taken one of the premier talk show hosts in America, and he does one night a week. We need to get him on Air America somehow. All right, stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
I saw the boss come walking down along the factory line, saying, boys, we have to tighten up our belts. But he didn't look any thinner than he did a year ago, and I wonder just how hungry that man felt. He knows it ain't hard to get along with
somebody else's trouble. They don't make him lose any sleep at night. As long as fate is out there busting somebody else's bubble, everything is gonna be alright. And I asked the Undertaker what...
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name is Marco Haraldson. You may recall that name, or maybe you remember my somewhat obnoxious ad. You know, the guy standing in front of the red Mercedes with the headline screaming, "How to Wake Up the Financial Genius Inside You." Yes, that was the name of my first book that sold more than 2 million copies. But more importantly, that book has helped thousands of people make many millions of dollars. Well, I'm not so young anymore, but I've learned so much more about how ordinary people can make a fortune today starting with nothing. My key wealth creation formulas are in my new book, The Next Step to Waking Up the Financial Genius Inside You. For more details, check out my website, www.wakeupgenius.com. Again, that's wakeupgenius.com. What does it take to be a financial genius today? Or to make $1 million, and what are the steps to do it? Start by visiting wakeupgenius.com. You have everything to gain.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey-free zone.
And I'm here with my good friend and former colleague, Peter Werby, who, by the way, you can listen to his program. You don't have to live in Detroit. Every Sunday evening, radiopower.org. Our good friend Shelby LaPrey's website, radiopower.org. She still carries you, right?
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful.
And what station are you on in Detroit for people who may be hearing this program on in Detroit, which I doubt is happening, but what station
the signal gets to a few people.
I know. What station are you?
It's WRIF FM.
And right. It's a rock station,
it's
right?
It's a rock station, yeah. 101.1.
Yeah. And then on Sunday nights, you come on. All right, now what was the question? To what degree, Peter, do you think UAW is complicit in this race to the bottom where it concerns wages?
Well, I mean, it's tough, and I mean they're in a terrible position because in some ways they've been complicit in allowing General Motors and the rest of the corporations whose workers they represent to get away with too much for too long. I mean, they don't have it within their genetic code to resist it.
That's a shame given the history of the labor movement.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm such a fan of the industrial workers of the world. Hey, speaking, just saying the word industrial, I mean, one of the things that's going on here, you know, Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. Well, you can scratch the second half of that now, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, it's the military complex.
That's
what we're going to be left with. And we said we were going to talk about this new formation of labor that says it wants to be more militant than the old AFL.
Yeah, the breakaway out of the AFL-CIO that just occurred last month.
Yeah, what is it? Struggle to Win, I think, is the name, or Fight to Win, something like that.
They are
going to be like post-industrial unions. And again, not to disparage them, it's not that people that are doing the crap jobs of this society, the retail workers and the Walmart people and the computer programmers and people like that don't need representation, but it's accepting that this is all going away. Everything that we saw is an expanding middle class, as you know, I'm sure most of your listeners do, it's contracting. We're going to wind up like Guatemala, essentially.
Well, to what extent then can this breakaway group of unions, I believe there are three of them, to what extent do you think they can be a countervailing force? Peter, we've talked before, the old days of the union organizers, you in your lifetime, I in my lifetime, have seen it kind of die. There is no – what was the – the Norma Rae, the movie Norma Rae, this idea of going into the mills in the South and organizing, this idea of going into auto plants that like the Saturn, if I'm not mistaken, is either non-unionized or, and that's a division of General Motors,
sure,
or it is some sort of a quiet, placid agreement.
Has there been a genetic shift in the human species, or do we have this submissiveness now just built into our sort of mass character structure, or do we still have that capacity to rebel? Do we still just hate people that have the capacity to lord over us and then actually do it? I mean, that's going to be the question, because we can't depend. I mean, if we depend on the politicians, if we depend on the bureaucratic labor organizations, and certainly not on corporate heads, if we grant them control over our fate, we are screwed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like everything important in history, it's always been the people, mass movements of people in motion that make history and determine history.
We're branching off here a little bit from the essential topic, but do you have any hope or faith in this breakaway labor movement?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's like I said, it is. It sort of recognizes the completion of the process of deindustrialization, that these aren't industrial unions, they're service oriented unions mainly. Is there going to be the kind of productivity and wealth creation in those industries that that were present in the industrial sector that allowed for great wages. I mean,
doesn't seem like there would
no.
be.
No, can you get $30 an hour for janitors? I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, yeah, that's
they should get it. I mean, lawyers should get $10 an hour. and janitors 30. Who has the worst job?
Well, that's
who has a more important job?
That's true. That's true. We could probably deal with a lot less lawyer help, but the floors have got to be clean and the windows have got to be washed.
Right. If there was a lawyer strike, no one would notice. If there was a janitor strike, you know it.
Everybody notices. That's so true. When the garbage workers strike in New York or Detroit or Atlanta, you know it immediately. It's a weird topsy turvy world for sure. Peter, we got a boogie. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking time to join me tonight. I'd love
to do it, and it's wonderful to be talking with you again, Mike.
All right, talk to you during the week. Thanks, Peter.
Best to you and everybody.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care. Peter Werbe, who you can listen to at Shelby LaPrey's site, RadioPower.org. Sunday night. What time does he come on, Kathy? About 10 o'clock Eastern time? I think it's around 10 o'clock Eastern time. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I'm still reeling from the New York Times' recent pieces on the Judy Miller case. These articles generated more questions than answers. Miller said someone gave her the name of Joseph Wilson's wife before Valerie Plame was outed by Bob Novak, but she says she can't remember who. That's hard to believe. Also, Miller agreed to describe Scooter Libby, Dick Cheney's chief of staff, as an unnamed former congressional staffer rather than an administration official in a potential effort to mislead readers. For that, Miller should be fired. The Times also failed its readers when it quoted Miller saying she had been wrong in her pre-war coverage of Iraq's WMDs because her sources were wrong. But she had relied on Bush officials and Iraqi exiles who wanted to scare the U.S. public. She did not seek out other sources. Miller has embarrassed the Times. Worse, the paper's explanation has made the mess even messier. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Too many yes votes in some parts of Iraq.
Election officials say the ratio of yes votes to no votes was unexpectedly high in certain places. So they say they're going to audit the results before announcing whether Iraqis actually approved the new constitution on Saturday. In a statement, the panel said a review will focus on areas reporting voting percentages that seem, quote, very high or too low. It's unclear whether these unusual numbers could affect the outcome. It's calm in Toledo, Ohio, after a violent weekend. A march by a white supremacist group prompted an angry reaction in a racially mixed neighborhood. Some of the 114 people arrested on assault, vandalism, and other charges have been arraigned today. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Wilma is continuing on a path that could bring another powerful hurricane to the U.S. Gulf Coast as soon as this weekend. Wilma today became the Atlantic Hurricane's 21st named storm. That ties the record. For now, a hurricane watch is in effect for the Cayman Islands. It may be quite a while before the October 8th earthquake in Pakistan is finished causing deaths. Aid workers are warning now exposure and infection could trigger a second wave of deaths. Thousands of people injured, hungry, still waiting for help. An estimated 54,000 people were killed. It is not a ruling on the abortion issue itself, but for a Missouri prison inmate it will do. The Supreme Court today refused to block a judge's order, which requires the state of Missouri to take the woman to a clinic for an abortion. The state had argued it would violate a Missouri law against spending public money on abortions. The governor of Missouri said he's extremely disappointed in the decision he says is offensive to his state's values. The American Civil Liberties Union attorney representing the woman prisoner said the court confirmed that, quote, a woman doesn't give up her right to abortion because she's in prison. George Bush today refusing to say whether he would fire one of his senior aides if that person were to be indicted for allegedly leaking the name of a CIA officer to the media. Bush again says he's, quote, not going to prejudge the outcome of the investigation. Senior advisor Karl Rove has been questioned four times by a grand jury investigating the leak, and Vice President Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Libby, has been questioned as well. The grand jury trying to determine who leaked Valerie Plame's name to the media. If the leak was in the Bush administration, New York Times reporter Judith Miller says she told a federal grand jury she couldn't remember who gave her that name. An attorney says Texas Congressman Tom DeLay was offered a plea deal that might have saved his job as House Majority Leader. Instead, the attorney for Tom DeLay says the congressman refused the offer and then was indicted on the more serious charges. DeLay expected to be arraigned this week in Texas. This is Air America Radio News.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear?
In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Again, I want you to check a website out. It's regarding the Department of Peace. There have been 2 bills introduced in the United States, one in the U.S. House, one in the U.S. Senate. The Department of Peace. Oh, God. What an excellent idea. This was, of course, a Dennis Kucinich idea back during the campaign for the presidency. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, mankind must evolve for all human conflict a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation. But I want you to check, please, all right, DOP, as in Department of Peace, DOP, campaign.org. Please check out the website. Thank you. Soundbites coming up here in just a moment of Bush and McClellan. The New York Peter Werbe's program on. Let me just clarify this. He's on Eastern Time, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. God, he's on later than we are. On Sunday nights on the radio station in Detroit. But since I don't think we have any audience in Detroit, not for this program, unless they listen online. We have a radio station there.
WDTW. They carry us. Actually, they just started right 2 minutes ago at 11 o'clock Eastern Time.
Okay, well, if you can hear WTDW this late at night, I don't even know.
DTW.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. WDTW.
It's a little important.
Yeah, well, they used to carry this program. After screwing up your call letters, it's all over, right? But you can listen online at radiopower.org. So whatever you want to do. Jeez. It is going to be, I have a feeling this is going to turn into a Republican indictment week on the Malloy program. Who'll go down next after Tom DeLay? Will it be Frisk the Cat, or Turd Blossom, or Cheney, or Scooter, or Ralph Reed, Al Rushbo himself? Couldn't be the pre, nah, couldn't be. All right, but the New York Daily News, according to rawstory.com, the New York Daily News is set to report in tomorrow's edition that a well-placed source interviewed by the newspaper believes a senior White House official has flipped in the sense of providing evidence, not gone insane. They're all insane. But a senior White House official has flipped and may be helping the prosecutor in this case. This is according to rawstory.com. Raw story goes on. The Daily News will reveal that a top source believes that based on the questioning of Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald and his other contacts with the investigation, someone in the White House has turned. Oh, good. I hope they nail this Dick Cheney. From Hathi, Mike, saw the Swiss television news tonight. Apparently U.S. forces bombed some insurgents in western Iraq and killed about 40 civilians, mostly women and children. Just wondering if any of this makes the news in the United States. Tragic for both the Iraqis and the U.S. soldiers. The way it will make the news in the United States, Hathi, is somebody at CNN or MSNBC or the other one, or the networks, will sit there and say, the U.S. military is tonight denying reports from Arabic news sources that 20 to 30 civilians may have been killed in a recent bombing attack by the United States against insurgents. Okay, so in other words, the sentence will make no sense and it will be gone. The U.S. media is complicit with the Bush crime family in keeping from the American public the hideous nature of what we're doing in that country. The U.S. media will, on the other hand, talk or write endless articles, talk for endless hours about democracy in Iraq, which is not happening, will not happen, not next week, not last month. It will never come to pass. That is not the goal of the Bush crime family anyway. The goal of the Bush crime family is the completion of 13 United States military bases on Iraqi soil, the extraction of Iraqi oil, the a pretend democracy set up that gives the Iraqi people zero power over any major decision in their lives. That will be focused on in the camouflage way. The American media will tell the gullible, stupid, ignorant American public about, oh, well, they had a vote today and everything is... Now, I believe that some news is leaking out that the vote was rigged. Why be surprised? Is anyone surprised at that? The vote here is rigged. The vote there was set up by the same riggers who rigged this vote in the United States for the last three election cycles. So why would it be a surprise? That's a yawner. That's like, oh, guess what? It rained the other day in Florida. That story means nothing. Of course it was rigged. Jesus, do you honestly believe? Does anyone? Oh, okay. Some Christian right-wingers, quotes around the word Christian, probably believe that the United States has gone just to tremendous lengths to offer the Iraqi people both democracy and Christianity. And that the only reason the troops are there is to make sure that those dirty bastard insurgents and those terrible foreign fighters don't screw it all up. You know, the democracy and the Christianity. We're not the least bit interested in democracy in Iraq. As far as Christianity, only insofar as the brand of Christianity they're talking about can be used to oppress and suppress people and ideas in that part of the world, just like Christianity has been used to oppress and suppress independence movements in Central America and South America. Come on, everybody, please wake up. Please, please, please wake up. The Christianity that they're terrified of allowing to take root anywhere in the world is the Christianity preached by Christ. Now, on Air America's website earlier today, I wrote that the anticipation in Washington is almost palpable, like what might be expected just before a massive rat killing. The plain case indictment wheel is spinning. Who has a lucky number? Libby Rove, Judith Miller, some other member of the White House Iraq group. Does it really matter, this intense focus on who purposely revealed the identity of an undercover CIA agent? The truth is, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney are the two who are responsible, not only for this attention deflecting criminal investigation, but also for the entire chain. A politically self-serving action that has defined this corrupt Republican administration, starting with the 9/11 attacks on the U.S. The events subsequent to that carefully ignored terrorist attack has led us into an unnecessary war in which we are being defeated. Collateral damage from Bush's attack on Iraq includes the complete shredding of what tiny bit of good may have stubbornly remained in America's tired reputation of being the planet's premier social disruptor. And, of course, New York Times columnist Frank Rich yesterday hammered the few remaining visible nailheads into what should be this corrupt administration's coffin. That was a piece yesterday titled, It's Bush-Cheney, Not Rove Libby. Within the next few days, I wrote earlier today, the results of Special Prosecutor Fitzgerald's investigation probably will be made public. In the meantime, who, if anyone, will be indicted and what crimes, if any, they will be charged with committing remains a subject of breathless as well as useless speculation. I got an email from a listener in New York who wants a clarification. Carol writes, I saw the blog on your website, and it says what I just read to you. Carol writes, this is like my aha moment. He said it, referring to me. When you talked about this on Air America a couple of weeks ago, you were hedging a bit, maybe because of the presence of the Air America guy. Oh, that's when Steve Sinton was on, wasn't he? Who just couldn't bring himself to think that the government could do something like this. Could you elaborate on what you're saying at the Air America website? I don't think I'm saying anything different from what I've said for the past 14 months that I've been with this network. I've said from the very beginning that I thought the Bush crime family was either responsible implicitly or complicitly in the attacks on this country on September 11th and the subsequent events. So there's nothing new here, you know. It's like the cop says, move along, there's nothing to see. I haven't changed my position at all. I don't have any details, and I don't think anybody else does either. But are they involved? Are they responsible? Why, hell yes. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Nike, Adidas, Lacoste, and cheaper brands. Cadillac, Amtrak,
gasoline, diesel, or standard of living. Could this be the reason? You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct. This means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
Well, if it's the appearance of problems, you half-witted twit, all of you ought to walk out. Throw the key over the transom. I'm sure some decent, honest Americans we'll pick it up and try to get the country back on track, huh? Very quickly here, according to, this is a statement from Representative Lane Evans, a Democrat from Illinois, on proposed Republican budget cuts. And this comes from VA, as in Veterans Administration, VAWatchdog.org. Rumors have been rampant on Capitol Hill about which budgets are going to get trashed by Operation Offset to help pay for the hurricanes. Well, guess what? The VA, the Veterans Healthcare budget, is getting a close look by Republicans. And here's the press release from Representative Lane Evans, Democrat of Illinois. According to reports in the press and statements made by some of my colleagues, it appears that House Republicans are pushing a plan for across-the-board budget cuts to, quote, offset, close quote, relief spending for Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. This misguided proposal offered by House Republicans would harm sick and disabled vets while not coming close to covering the recovery and rebuilding costs associated with hurricanes. The so-called plan is simply a fig leaf meant to hide Republican fiscal irresponsibility. Moreover, if enacted, these proposed cuts could mean slashing over $600 million for VA health care, enough to care for nearly 100,000 veterans, including veterans from hurricane-affected areas. It just makes you want to do something bad, doesn't it? Every time, again, I cannot understand why the military is painted as being in favor of Republicans. Now maybe the upper levels of the general staff, the command staff, is because they have no worries. I mean, when you get your first star, that's it. You're home free. The rest of your life, you're home free. You know, if you don't get killed, you're home free. But the specialists and the sergeants and the privates and the lance corporals, they're screwed. Absolutely screwed. As soon as they get out of the military, they're screwed. Go to VAWatchdog.org and get this press release, because there's more to it than what I just read. VAWatchdog.org. It's a statement by Representative Lane Evans, Democrat from Illinois. Don't you get tired of this, huh? Every time you turn around. The party of draft dodgers and cowards, the Republican Party, the party of religious fanatics, fiscally irresponsible toads, the party of corporate America. Anytime they want to urinate on somebody, they start with the vets and old people and poor people. Always. It never stops. Never. Oh, but so-called Christian conservatives just love them. Oh, they're just doing God's work. They're doing the devil's work. And I don't believe that crap anyway. Let's go to Bunny Pants today, okay? Have we got time for to start this? All right. Bush was at a photo op today with the Bulgarian president, Georgi Pervanov. All right. We now know there was enough voter fraud in Iraq to make Catherine Harris and James Baker blush. So one intrepid White House reporter asked the question, "Sir, the vote on Saturday, sir, does the Sunni vote against the Iraqi constitution damage the political process? Will it increase the likelihood of violence and American sacrifice?"
My first reaction to the vote was an increase in turnout was an indication that the Iraqi people are strongly in favor of settling disputes in a peaceful way.
Disputes?
The idea of deciding to go into a ballot box is a positive development. So yesterday was a very hopeful day for peace. So I'm pleased with the progress being made.
You're pleased? Are you pleased with the 40 civilians who were blown to pieces today? You half-witted moron. Disputes? Disputes? The Iraqi people are in favor of settling disputes in peaceful way. You mean the civil religious war you're starting, that you have fostered, that you have that you have fed over this ridiculous document you're calling a first step toward democracy? Is that what you mean, Bush? Disputes? No, a dispute is when you're on the golf course and you think you're entitled to a mulligan. Your partner says, no, you're not. That's a dispute. This is a freaking war. People are dying. Ah, the hell with it.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Before you board a plane the next time, you might want to check who made it. A Mother Jones investigation suggests that thousands of unsafe flight-critical parts have been installed on Boeing-made airliners. Defects in those parts may pose a serious safety threat, but the planes are still flying. Three former Boeing employees filed a lawsuit saying the company used defective parts. The Mother Jones investigation revealed that the defects could put 1,600 commercial planes at risk. The whistleblowers also say that Boeing personnel tried to cover up the problem by deleting company records and asking an employee to quote-unquote lose a relevant document. Several current and former FAA inspectors told Mother Jones that because of the situation, they won't fly unless it's an emergency. When inspectors won't fly the planes they're supposed to be keeping safe, you know there's a real problem. You can find the full story at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to AirAmericaRadio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
It's
about 25 before they are. What did he say there? We're going to what? We're going to make elections? Is that what he said? You going to play it again?
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
Jesus, God. All right, back to these sound bites, and then we're going to take your phone calls. This is during the photo op with the Bulgarian president, Georgi Pervanov, or Pervanov today. Ever notice in those photo ops how Bush assumes the same pose? He puts his right hand on his right knee and kind of, he puts his left hand on his left knee, and with his right hand he reaches over and shakes the guest's hand, and he puts that rat-eating grin on his face. Bush does. You ever notice that? This is what Bush thinks a president's supposed to do. You ride around on Air Force One, look down at devastation, tisk, tisk, and meet with foreign leaders and promise them, we believe in your country. Have you got any blacks in, where are you from? Bulgaria? Any black people there? Reporter asked about the increasingly hot topic of the plane investigation. Reporter said, Mr. President, now, before I give the question, as you listen to the answer, whatever happened to the expectation that members of this administration should uphold the highest ethical standards, avoiding even the appearance of problems? Remember that? Now even indicted criminals can serve in top positions, it appears. I have to admit, though, it's kind of refreshing to hear a Republican finally admit that they're working side by side with criminals, and that's okay. The question, Mr. President, would you expect a member of your administration to resign or take leave if they were indicted?
I made it very clear to the press that I'm not going to discuss the investigation. And so my position hadn't changed since the last time I've been asked this question. There's a serious investigation.
He goes on to say, I'm not going to prejudge the outcome of the investigation. Now, you see, this is what these bastards all say. Scott McClellan, Bush, the rest of them. These rat bastards, this is what they say. This is what you're going to hear McClellan say. This is what Rove has instructed them to say. I'm not going to prejudge the outcome of the investigation. And, of course, nobody has asked that question. See, these cowardly destroyers of America, these haters of everything in this country, these perverts, this is what I'm not going to prejudge, investigate. No, just answer the question. Answer the question. Sounds like Simple Scotty and Bush got the same talking points from Rove today. At the briefing today, Simple Snotty McClellan says, or he's asked by a reporter. The reporter says, Scott, is Karl Rove here at the White House working today? And if indictments were to come down in the special prosecutor's case, is there a contingency plan to replace someone such as Mr. Rove or Mr. Libby, who hold enormous positions of power within this administration?
He's here at the White House doing his duties as he always does. And in terms of your question about any contingency planning, I'm not going to get into prejudging any outcome of the investigation. The investigation's ongoing at this time, and I would be speculating about the outcomes of the investigation. I'm just not going to do that, as you heard the president responded to that question earlier today as well.
Oh, the day is coming, Snotty Scotty. The day is coming, you pasty-faced, ugly man, when you're going to have to talk about it. Carl is here at the White House doing his duties. Now, I love Scotty's answer here on how much we, the American people, know about Harriet Myers. Do you feel you know about Harriet Myers, Drew Seeker? Huh? Scott McClellan thinks you do. Reporter says, Scott, back to the Myers nomination. There is as yet no indication up on Capitol Hill that her nomination is in any serious trouble, especially among Republicans and the full 100-member Senate. Does the president feel, though, that he has to win over people who are not senators with this nomination?
Well, the American people are coming to know Harriet Myers, and they're coming to see what the president already knows, which is that she will make an outstanding Supreme Court justice. When you look at her experience and qualifications and her judicial philosophy, she's exactly the kind of person that we need on the United States Supreme Court. She will bring diversity of perspective and experience to the court, which is much needed.
Yay! All right, Scotty, keep ramming it home, huh? When you look at her experience and her qualifications and her judicial philosophy, you know, other than the fact that she's a pioneer woman who likes to opine, what do we know about her? That she was involved in some questionable lottery scandals in Texas. She helped cover up Bush's AWOL. She was a senior partner in a law firm that just absolutely screwed its own clients. Oh, she's going to make a wonderful Supreme Court justice! Speaking of the Myers lottery scandals, this reporter says, Scott, on Wednesday last, you encouraged me to look at news reports about scandals surrounding the Texas lottery when Harriet Myers was chairwoman of that commission. I did. And it turns out there are hundreds of news reports from the late 90s covering problems with contracts and kickbacks involving the company G-Tech and Ben Barnes. You remember him, don't you, Scott? What is the president's response to those allegations? That he put Ms. Myers in charge of that lottery commission to be sure that G-Tech kept its lucrative contract. And its lobbyist, Ben Barnes, would not talk about his alleged influence concerning young George Bush and...
Our response is that those questions have already been addressed and disputed, and I think we don't need to rehash those issues. Go ahead.
He nods to another reporter there when he says go ahead, and he interrupted the guy who was asking the question. Don't you love it? Our response to those questions have already been addressed and disputed. I don't think we need to rehash those issues, so I'm not going to answer your question. You can go screw yourself. I can't wait until Scotty has to address things. I just wish there was something written down somewhere that when a press representative lies to the American public to the degree this pig bastard has, I'm not talking about an occasional lie. That's their main function. But he's never told the truth about anything. Finally, tonight, a reporter asked the question we've been wondering about on this program as well, on the Scott McClellan, Karl Rove lies. The reporter says, Scott, I'm wondering about your response to charges that you, Scott McClellan, were in fact spinning the media on this issue. And as a result, the American public, when you consistently said in the Valerie Plame case that Scooter Libby and Karl Rove had nothing to do with it, and you continue to say that.
These questions have come up. There is an ongoing investigation, and months and months and months, we've said that we're not going to comment on the investigation while it's ongoing.
Quack, quack.
And that goes back to mid-October of 2003, when the investigation was getting underway. We said, while it's an ongoing investigation, we're not going to comment on it.
Ah, but Scotty Waddy, you see, you did comment on it back then. That's the problem. Remember when you proclaimed Turd Blossom's and Scooter's innocence? You did talk about it then. And that's what the reporter there, Scotty, was asking about. Now, I'll tell you what, Scott. Listen to your own voice. Listen to what you jackass, have said before you were told to shut up by Karl Rove.
There was no information that's come to our attention to suggest any White House involvement. There has not been any information beyond what we've seen in just anonymous media reporting to suggest that there was White House involvement. The president expects people to adhere to the highest standards of conduct and the highest ethics. It simply is not true, and I'm speaking on behalf of the White House when I say that.
Did Karl Rove or others have conversations with reporters about Mrs. Wilson and her CIA?
I mean, there's an investigation going on. There's been no information brought to our attention to suggest that anyone leaked classified information. I've made it very clear from the beginning that it is totally ridiculous. I've known Karl for a long time, and I didn't even need to go ask Carl, because I know the kind of person that he is, and he is someone that is committed to the highest standards of conduct.
You personally went to Scooter Libby, Karl Rove, and Elliot Abrams to ask them if they were the leakers. Is that what happened?
They're important members of our White House team. They were not involved. I had no doubt of that in the beginning, but I like to check my information to make sure it's accurate before I report back to you, and that's exactly what I did.
Well, well, well. Well, there's an ongoing investigation. We're not supposed to talk about it. Okay. No, I don't have time to do this. All right. That's it on the sound bites. When we come back, Bridget at fairywoodland.com sent me an email, something that Hartman said on his program about Frist that I find very interesting. I'll share it with you when we come back. And then we're going to take phone calls, all right? You up for phone calls? You ready for phone calls? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You may not remember the Olympic gold medal winners in the last Winter Olympics, but I know one personally. His name is Jimmy Shea, and although a great athlete, he was not good at making money. That is until now. I shared with Jimmy the very same wealth formulas that I used to become a millionaire, and in only 16 months, Jimmy made $500,000. I'm Marco Haraldson, and Jimmy's story, along with all the details of how to apply my unique financial formulas, are in my new book, The Next Step to Waking Up the Financial Genius Inside You. You'll learn everything I know about the key ways to make a fortune today. For more details, check out my website, www.wakeupgenius.com. Again, that's wakeupgenius.com. And what does it take to be a financial genius today, or to make $1 million, and what are the steps to do it? Start by visiting wakeupgenius.com and start living your own dream.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
It's like earning capital. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it. She makes the sign of
a teaspoon, he makes the sign. That's the voice of a full-blown megalomaniac. It's incredible. He sounds like Mao, doesn't he? All right, Bridget at fairywoodland.com sent this to me. This is regarding Frist and the insider trading scandals. I mentioned at the beginning of the program that Frist has been subpoenaed by the SEC to produce personal records about his financial dealings. You know the story. Frist bailed out on his shares in HCA, Hospital Corporation of America, that his family owns, runs, manages, whatever, owns. And Frist made, I believe, several million on the stock, so he's supposed to have in a blind trust, yada, yada, yada. It looks like full-blown insider trading. Well, apparently our colleague Tom Hartman had a different opinion today, and Bridget sends this to me. She writes, Tom Hartman has a theory. First, Frist, for whatever reason, comes out for stem cell research. Now, let me digress. Remember when he came out about that? Huh? The White House goes ballistic and into revenge mode, and the Rove smear machine starts circulating the information that Frist's family hospital company is the largest purveyor of abortions in the country. Frist, who knows he needs the wacko religio-Nazis for his 2008 presidential run, panics and calls the guy who handles his blind trust and sells, and says, sell every last share of stock I have in the family company. A couple of weeks later, the quarterly returns come out and the stock tanks. It is questionable whether the fact that the earnings reports would be lower than expected was information that Rove had or whether it was coincidence, but Hartman doesn't think that Frist, who has more money than he could ever need, would take this kind of a chance on an insider trading scam. It is, of course, interesting that the SEC would suddenly decide to do its job and pursue these allegations. But much worse and more obvious insider trading schemes by Bush, like Harkin Energy, went blithely uninvestigated. What do you think? Bridget writes. Well, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. I'd completely forgotten, if I knew to begin with, the charge that Hospital Corporation of America is one of the largest providers of abortions in the country. And when you connect the dot, you know, look what happened to Trent Lott. Remember when Trent Lott became disposable, how quickly the Bush crime family got rid of him and put Frist in there? You know, when you're using Senate leaders like a bathroom tissue, it's very quickly to dispose of one and get another one. Dispose of that one and get another one. So I it's a good theory, Bridget. It's a good theory, Tom Hartman. It's a good theory. The Frist really wasn't engaged in insider trading. He was just panicked about the stock that he owned. Now, the only fly in the ointment is the fact that there's a record of these sorts of sales. And so, arguably, Frist would not be stupid enough, because he is rich enough, he wouldn't be stupid enough to try to pick up a couple of quick million and dump the stock. So using Hartman's theory, he wanted to dump the stock so that he couldn't be charged with being making a profit on aborted little baby children. The only fly in the ointment is the record is there. His opponent would say, this is how Republican politics works anyway. Republican would say, even if, let's jump ahead to 2008. the campaign in 2007, Chris' opponent in the primaries would still say, well, you know, he made so much money. Look what he did when he was about to be found out that he was making money on the bodies of little dead babies. He sold all the stock to hide it. That's the only fly in the ointment I see there in Tom Hartman's theory. It's a good theory, good theory. But I believe, I kind of believe in a misapplication of Occam's razor. The quickest explanation is usually, or the most simple explanation, is usually the one you can count on to be the true explanation. And in this case, Frist is a greedy, filthy Republican. He gets insider information that stock at HCA is about to tank, and he says, bail me out. Very quick. Although I like Hartman's theory. All right, we have a break coming up here pretty quickly, and then we're going to take phone calls. I tell you what, let's get one started right now. Let's start with Guido, who's calling from San Francisco. Guido, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey there, Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Oh, great. I actually was listening to Sam because we're on a three-hour delay back here on the West Coast.
Oh, yes?
He was ranting about the GM thing, and I wanted to thank you for your rants last week. At one point, you apologized, and actually, I think we need more of this kind of talk about particularly labor issues that affect so many people in this country.
Yeah, I've always believed that I can remember a time when I did talk radio when those are the kinds of things that would be brought up on a fairly consistent basis. It's just hard for me to focus on an issue like that when I realize the overarching issue is that a bunch of fascists are destroying the country.
Yeah,
but you're right. We should be focusing more.
Yeah,
on that
1% that's getting all the tax break. It's the rest of us 99% that are affected by these daily labor issues that we're being screwed by. But anyway, I just wanted to thank you and hope you talk about it more. And I had heard recently that the country was $300 billion underfunded in pensions, and now I've heard in just a year's time spread from that report that now we're $450 billion.
Yes.
In arrears. I'm just wondering how is there no oversight in this? Aren't there some federal agencies or ERISA or something that's supposed to be watching these corporations?
Making sure they're putting enough money? Yeah, but the watchdog agencies that are supposed to be keeping tabs on this are all staffed by Bush cronies who don't care. Who don't have the experience, and the corporations that insist on having Bush cronies put in these positions lie and cheat and steal. So there's no way for oversight on this sort of thing, Guido. There's no way to do it. Guido, thanks a lot for checking in, man. I do appreciate it. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit Orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, Call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Forecasters expect Tropical Storm Wilma to strengthen into a hurricane later today. Wilma formed on Monday, and it is expected to blow north past the Yucatan Peninsula and into the Gulf of Mexico. Meteorologist Joe Bartosik has more.
Our computer forecast models show various solutions for Wilma heading into the weekend, but history shows that as storms either form or move into the southern Gulf, they tend to move more to the east toward Florida and the Keys as upper-level westerly winds increase in the area this time of year. So hurricane-weary residents and vacationers must keep their guard up as we continue to fine-tune Wilma's forecast throughout the week.
Private and charter planes will be allowed to fly to and from Ronald Reagan National Airport in Washington later today. It'll be the first time that has happened since the September 11th attacks. The airport is closed to the Pentagon, the White House, and to other Washington landmarks. Despite recent drops in the president's popularity rating with regard to the war in Iraq, Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum says it is obvious America is doing the right thing. He says this weekend's vote on Iraq's draft constitution appears to have been a success.
It shows me that the people in Iraq want to fight for their own democracy and are willing to commit to a new path. And that's not what you're hearing, but it's when I talk to the folks who have been over there, particularly our soldiers, they're very optimistic about the future over there. And
President Bush wants all responsible Islamic leaders to denounce terrorists who use Islam for, quote, political ends. Bush spoke to a group of Muslims celebrating the start of the holy month of Ramadan at the White House Monday. He said violent extremists defiled the religion by following a, quote, violent ideology that's very different from Islam.
These extremists distort the idea of jihad into a call for terrorist murder against anyone who does not share their radical vision.
The president noted that Muslims in Iraq and Afghanistan are celebrating Ramadan in two of the world's newest democracies, and Bush told the gathering the U.S. is grateful to Muslim nations that are part of the coalition fighting the war on terror. He drew applause when he pointed out that for the first time in American history, a Quran has been added to the White House library. Funeral arrangements are still pending for 3 Maryland Army National Guard members killed in an accident in Iraq. The soldiers died last week when a tractor-trailer struck their Humvee just outside Baghdad. In an interview with WMAR-TV, one high school teacher said Army Specialist Samuel Boswell was an excellent student.
He was a very hard-working young man, and his focus was on engineering, and he had great aspirations on becoming an engineer. And he was an excellent student.
And you're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. I would assume everyone has, at this point, has read Frank Rich's column in yesterday's Times. If you haven't, you need to go read it. The title is, "It's Bush-Cheney, not Rove-Libby." We mentioned at the beginning of the program, I'm going to get into it again, but do check it out, all right? Okay, back to phone calls now, all right? Will is calling from somewhere. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, this is Will from Michigan.
Michigan. Hey, Will, how are you?
Not too bad. I wanted to talk about the Chris Wilson obscenity case. Have you heard anything about it?
I probably have, but it's not ringing a bell.
He's the controversial porn webmaster that stirred up an Army investigation on his website last month.
Uh-huh.
He apparently was swapping pornography for pictures from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, that guy, okay.
Yeah. He got arrested last week. They slapped him with 300 charges of obscenity.
Right.
And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's, you know, he's doing what the mainstream media should be doing, and he's doing it. He's you know, as far as I'm concerned, this war has been censored. And hey, if it takes doing something like that to get past the censorship,
well, all right,
I'm all for it.
All right, hold on a second. I'm having a problem with this because I don't know this Chris person. I don't know what his motives were. War produces pornography. Just like the twisted, for the most part, male mind can produce sexual pornography, there's also war pornography. So I don't know what this guy's motive was.
I don't know what his motives are either.
Okay.
But.
All right. Let me finish. To get involved in a trading horrific pictures back and forth. Now, I don't know if the sex pictures were horrific. You know, one person's pornography is another person's erotica. So I have no idea what the pictures were like. But this is a tough one for me, Will. I don't like the depiction of people in positions of brutality, no matter how it's labeled. It could be religious, you know, somebody getting flagellated. It could be war, somebody being beheaded. It could be sex, somebody being humiliated. I can't go there. I can't do it.
I can agree with you, Mike, but we're not getting the truth from the.
Okay,
from
I understand.
Media,
I understand.
As far as I'm concerned,
Will.
Anyway,
Will.
You know, by any means possible.
Damn these phone lines. Will, can you hear me?
Barely.
Okay, barely hear me. All right. I don't like making deals with the devil. I understand what you're saying, but I'm not comfortable with this at all. If the only way we can get pictures from this war zone is by having somebody trade sexually explicit or pornographic images, then to me it's the whole thing. The whole thing stinks. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does. But,
okay.
You know, got to do what you got to do when you can't get the.
Well, I can agree with that up to a point, and then I drift completely away from it. But I hear what you're saying, Will. I got a boogie. Thanks a lot for checking in. Appreciate your call. Are we having a phone problem tonight, Kathy?
Not one that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, I don't like it when people can't hear me. You know, I mean, this is just a technology thing. Let's fix that, okay? Barbara is calling from Washington State. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Hey.
I had a bittersweet memory brought up today about George W. being interviewed before his first so-called election in 2000. It was 1999. It was a television interview. Do you remember Carla Faye Tucker?
Oh, yeah.
The interviewer asked Bush about the clemency letter that she had written him as governor, and Bush apparently went into a sing-songy female voice imitation.
Right.
Oh, please, don't kill me. And the next day, his numbers tanked so bad that it was recalled that no other prisoner was executed until he was in the White House.
I didn't know that last bit. But, Bush is the type of person who is incapable of feeling compassion. That's why when he, you know, seven years ago, when he started to run and labeled himself a compassionate conservative, I almost lost my lunch. He does not understand compassion.
What do they say? When somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Well, yeah. I think that's one of the reasons the American people did not vote him into the presidency in 2000. It was close enough so that it could be stolen for these thugs. But you know, Bush's go-around with Carla Faye Tucker, I'm familiar with what he said, is just, I think, another indicator of how sick, what a sick, perverted, twisted little man George W. Bush is.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Thanks for checking in, Barbara. Linda is calling from Portland, Oregon. Linda, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate the program. I haven't been listening but a little less than a year because I really didn't know about it being glued to C-SPAN all the time to try to figure out what's going on. But
I hear you.
I don't like these folks either.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had just two reasons for calling. One, I wanted to remind your listeners of a speech everybody knows about Eisenhower's warning about the military-industrial complex. But there's another good speech, and I'm sure people can find it on the Internet. It's called his Cross of Iron speech. Which
Oh, yes. Yes, that's the one where He talks about how every bullet, every gun, every bomb, that one?
Yeah, all the things that could be done with that money.
Yes.
And anyway, but it's very excellent, and people really should just make a copy and keep it around, read it occasionally. And something else, if it's all right, I wanted to recommend four different books that if you read the four, you'll know everything. And would that be all right?
Say it again. I'm sorry. Say it again.
I wanted to recommend for your listeners four books.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. One is called The Conspirator's Hierarchy, The Committee of 300, by Dr. John Coleman. And The Empire of the City, which was written back in 41 or 46. It's been reprinted. I'll give you a publisher's name, an independent publisher who produces a lot of good stuff. The author's last name is Knuth, K-N-U-T-H, and I don't remember his first name.
Okay.
And then there are two books, both by a man named Des Griffin, who is actually a publisher and has written. One is called Descent into Slavery. I think I read it in 92, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is The Fourth Reich of the Rich. And these are excellent books. Say if you read these four, you'll know everything. And I can
Everything contained in four books. I like that.
Yeah, it is in four books. In fact, Coleman is formerly of British intelligence, the author of the first book I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not on the computer, and perhaps this publisher, Emissary Publications, is owned by Des Griffin. He may have a website. Not being on a computer, I don't know. When I need a book, I call him.
Okay, Emissary.
Emissary Publications.
Okay.
He has a phone number. He's in Colton, Oregon, which is part of the Portland area.
Okay.
503-824-2050.
All right, that's good. Linda, I have to leave it there. Thanks for the information. Now, the phone number and the titles, I appreciate it. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Molloy.
Listening to The Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, this is Boots Riley from The Coup. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We have to act to stop this now. If we don't, we'll be forced to accept it. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. No school, no work. Join us in the streets.
WorldCan'tWait.org. Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
800-288-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
I'm gonna leave the city. 21 past the hour. John is calling from San Francisco. John, welcome to the program.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. I want to talk about the future of the Democratic Party. I know you're not a Democrat anymore, and I'm about to follow you out of the party because I'm disgusted.
All right, John, let me just clear something up. I am still a Democrat. I will be a Democrat till I die. It's just that the party is run by half-wits and cowards, and I am not a contributor to the Democratic Party any longer. I am not an organizer. I'm talking about on a national level. There are a lot of individual or out in the field Democrats. There are Democratic organizations are starting to spring up around the country who are truly focused on Democratic Party ideals. Not these people who are in Washington or who run the party on national or state levels. So I just want to clear that up because I am a Democrat. I always will be a Democrat. It's just that I can't stand what has happened to the party.
Well, you're taking the words out of my mouth here.
All right.
the thing is that disgusts me is the Democratic Party ought to have some standards. These guys like Biden and Lieberman, these pieces of manure have to go.
How about Hillary Clinton?
Wow, you're reading my mind here, man. Her too. I mean, she, I'd like to see a woman become president, but one thing I cannot stand is a weak woman, a woman that gets pushed around by the men around her. I heard her say some things that only a weak, pushed around woman would say. You know, this was local stuff in her seat up there in New York, but she didn't have to say that. It's only because I guess she felt, well, she's got to be look conservative and put on that Iron Lady type thing. So right now,
well, wouldn't you think?
Vote.
But John, wouldn't you think that Hillary's core attitude is not a weak or shrinking violet or whatever? That her core attitude is she's an opportunist. If the prevailing attitude in this country right now was full blown straight ahead liberalism, I think Hillary Clinton would be talking about full-blown, straight-ahead liberalism. She would be a Dennis Kucinich-style senator. I hate to disagree with you, pal, but I don't think Hillary Clinton allows men to push her around. She dealt with the worst thing.
This is just opportunism.
Yeah, absolutely. She dealt with the worst thing a woman can deal with publicly, and that was Bill Clinton acting like some kind of a randy ass fool, messing around with some girl you understand it, and she survived it. She kept her family together. Now, I think Hillary Clinton is strong as tempered steel, but I also think she's a full blown opportunist.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't like her.
Yeah, well, you took some of the words out of my mouth, at least on voting for her right now. The thing is, the Democrats should have some standards. I don't know if you can actually kick a person out of the Democratic Party, but something like that needs to be done. At least do like the Republicans, make them pay when they lay down and get wobbly kneed and go in the towel and.
Well, I hear you.
Take these dives and stuff, And to see Biden on television talking tough, him and what's that other little whoop that got kicked out of his seat? He used to be the speaker that lost his seat. I can't forget his name right now.
You talking about Tom Daschle?
Right, Daschle. Biden and Daschle were the first two to jump up and tell Bush, "Here, take this money. Here, take it. Let's go to war." And now to see him talking tough and everything, that just turns my stomach.
I hear you. John.
You know, I and a bunch of other Californians, I feel like we ought to move to those small states just to kick their butt out of there. But that we got to have some FDR guy, some guy like the chairman right now, Dean or somebody, to get in there and not let these two states that do the primaries hijack the party and have everybody vote for whoever they vote for again, because I felt we really got held up here with this character.
All right, you're absolutely right, but John, I appreciate what you had to say, but man, I've got to move on. I've got to move on tonight. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Lorenzo is calling from Washington State. Lorenzo, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, my first time caller. I'm on the delay for broadcast, but picking back off the last guys, you know, we had, you know, you're very patriotic, you know, American, and you know, I love your program, and we had more like you. I said, Mike Malloy's the president.
No, don't go there, Lorenzo. Hold on a second. I'm gonna put you on hold. We're gonna take a break and come back, and we'll finish up on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. Before you board a plane the next time, you might want to check who made it. A Mother Jones investigation suggests that thousands of unsaved flight-critical parts have been installed on Boeing-made airliners. Defects in those parts may pose a serious safety threat, but the planes are still flying. Three former Boeing employees filed a lawsuit saying the company used defective parts. The Mother Jones investigation revealed that the defects could put 1,600 commercial planes at risk. The whistleblowers also say that Boeing personnel tried to cover up the problem by deleting company records and asking an employee to quote-unquote lose a relevant document. Several current and former FAA inspectors told Mother Jones that because of the situation, they won't fly unless it's an emergency. When inspectors won't fly the planes they're supposed to be keeping safe, you know there's a real problem.
You can find the full story at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why, Doctor. Don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio microphone, promo, America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
That makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Back to Lorenzo. All right, Lorenzo, wrap it up for me, pal.
Okay. I just want to say that, you know, this administration, the White House now is so corrupt, they are more messed up than a soup sandwich.
Than a what?
They are more messed up than a soup sandwich.
Soup sandwich. All right.
Yeah, they really are. And, you know, I'm so sick of Bush, you know, talking about, you know, his judges and strict constructionists and interpret the Constitution. He really means that he wants somebody that's going to, you know, interpret what he want, my way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
It just messed up. I don't even believe that Bush even read the Constitution. You know, if he did, he wouldn't be doing all this stuff he's doing and these messed up policies and stuff like that. And he want people letting late from the bench. I ain't never done a judge that didn't sit on the bench, you know, and give his sentence or whatever it was. So what he be saying about legislating from the bench to me don't make no sense in a way.
I hear you.
You know, it just doesn't. The court, the jury usually give the verdict and then the judge sit on the bench and said, give the sentence. What do you mean by even someone that's going to legislate from the bench? And strict constructionist, all that means is that anti-civil rights, anti-civil liberties. So I wish he'd stop saying that. You know, I wish he'd come up with a new term.
I hear you.
And I thank you for my for you taking my call, Mike. And, you know, you keep up the good work. And I mean, we just need somebody up there that's going to talk strong to these fascists, what it's all they are, and just tell the truth like you was doing. And if we get more Democrats doing that, you know, that's the people like Kennedy and some of them that are up there and that tell the truth. And just say no, you know, not no, but no, we're not going to go along with this. These judges that you trying to put up here, because all of this is for corporate America, and we want judges that's going to represent the American peoples.
I hear you. Lorenzo, call back in again. I appreciate you checking in tonight, okay?
Okay, Mike. Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. Mark is calling from Miami. Mark, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just finished reading the Frank Rich piece.
Ah, yeah.
And
how about
while
that?
I was listening to your dialogue with your callers, and I was struck by the first line of the article, which reminds me of a lyric from a brand new group called Wackiavelli.
Oh, yeah?
And the tune is called Mislead the People, Mislead the Sheep. I wonder if you've heard it yet.
Have we heard it, Kathy? I don't know. I don't think we have.
They sent you a CD, I understand, but the first line goes, I told them I was going to clean up the skies, said I could hear the hungry babies cry. Mercury rising and we've just begun, I'm just a puppet of the corporation. Mislead the people, mislead the sheep. Well, now hearken ye of the SEC, I'm a man of integrity. Listen to daddy and let me be, Martha Stewart ain't got nothing on me.
All right.
Sheep, sheep, and sheep, 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 and sheep, 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 yeah.
All right, look, now, wait a second. This is falling into the category now of poetry, and I don't allow poetry in the
program. I don't have the music to go along with it.
I know. If you had the music to go along with it, we'd be set. Now, I think somebody sent us that CD, but we get so many CDs, and eventually we get around to listen to them all, and Kathy picks some of the music. And I'm sure we'll get to that one. At least
Mike, if you stand by a second, I don't know. I guess I can't do this on the delay. I'm listening online. But we got sound clips up at wackiavelli.com. If I can offer that to.
Yeah, we'll check out the clips there. Wackiavelli.com.
WACK like whack IAVELLI.com. We got lyrics and sound clips at wackiavelli.com.
Right. Let's see if we can get enough people to go to your site and crash it, all right?
Fantastic, Mike, because, you know, my friends and I have channeled our angst through our music, and we've written a tune called Judgment Day. We've written a few tunes on the CD. And,
all right, we'll check it out. That's a good way to channel frustration. I do mine through a radio program. It's all good. It's all good when we're not out killing folks and burning stuff down. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you checking in, man. We'll check it out. We will. I promise you we will. I promise. Go to his site. Check out what he's got there, okay? What his group has there. Norma Jean is calling from New York. Norma Jean, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike Malone.
Hey, how you doing? It's Malloy, but that's okay.
I mean, Malloy. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No big deal.
I feared for your life in Ohio when you covered for Jerry Springer because of that guy, Ed. But anyway, I called because I really feel I know why Harriet Myers said that Bush is the smartest man she ever met.
She's drunk, she's a drug addict, she's a Mooney. Why?
Well, I feel when they said she's true blue, I said, well, she's a blue-blooded, you know, white supremacist. And then I said, well, she said that because Bush is on his course, the New Order, which he mentioned at the beginning before he mentioned the war. And he took America by selection. He stole America. He's controlling the Treasury. He's privatizing. And he picked Harriet Myers because she was busting unions in Texas. Now, what better is Harriet and John Roberts, the Federalist? Tell me, what combination could be better for Georgia's new order? To bust the unions, take down the trade unions.
Wait a second. I don't believe
in the new order?
I don't believe she or Roberts are that smart. You want somebody to bust unions and instill
the
new...
She was doing it, according to...
Okay, but my point is, you get somebody like Scalia...
that's the combination they need.
Okay, so these two, Roberts and Myers, they're the backup.
They're the last two pieces in the puzzle. Because
all right.
He couldn't do it with Scalia. He can't do it alone.
Okay, all right.
And you know what? Roberts is perfect. The Federalist to privatize corporate America for the elite, the way it was before the Democrat-Republican Party.
Yeah.
Remember when the Federalist, they owned this country? They want it back. But
well, I can remember from history when the plantation owners owned
right,
the country.
It's the same deal. They want... They feel we owe it to them, and they're going to kill us, Mike. They're going to starve us to death.
Well, no, that's not going to happen.
But you know what? You're my Winnie Churchill, okay? My Winston Churchill.
Oh, please.
You are. You keep me alive
No, I'm a talk show host. I do a radio talk show.
But you're secretly my Winnie Churchill, and I love Molly. I love Catherine. When you're on the train, I follow you everywhere.
Oh, God.
But I pray for you, too, most of all.
All right, thanks, Norma Jean. I appreciate you participating in the program, too. Love your name. Take care. Take care, Norma Jean. Isn't there a song about Norma Jean? Candle in the Wind?
Yeah, very appropriately titled Goodbye, Norma Jean.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. I love that song. I love that song. Of course, I love Elton John. I love everything he's ever done. Jamie's calling from St. Paul.
Mark!
Oh, God. Yeah, Jamie.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that... Did you see? You didn't happen to see the Daily Show tonight, right?
No, I'm working when it's on.
Okay.
But I always see it. I always see it in the morning. They replay it.
Right.
Here in the Atlanta area, I think it's around 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I mean your time zone. They showed parts of the so-called impromptu.
Right.
Interview. Well, you saw the part where it wasn't. It sounded like it wasn't impromptu, where Bush asked the female.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that was even scripted.
Well,
even
we played all this on the program here, Jamie.
Oh, I turned you on.
So you're bringing stuff to the. No, we played it last week. You're bringing stuff to the program here that is musty and moldy and old.
Okay, it was new on the Daily
Show.
But
you understand how cutting edge this program is. Surely you would know that if these jackasses did something last Thursday, we've got it on Thursday night. Don't be coming around here on Monday asking me if I've already. Okay? You understand what I'm saying?
I know. I get you, Mike. Mike,
okay.
I love you.
All right. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it, Jamie. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're way ahead of the curve. You know, that's why Kathy gets paid the big bucks.
Tens and tens of dollars flowing my way every hour.
Let's not go there. Mark is calling from Atlanta. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks a lot. I'm going to kind of combine my two points, thing about what my interpretation of the judges and constructionism and all that and the Democratic leadership. What's really happening when the Republicans say they don't want somebody legislating from the bench? The judges aren't making laws saying this is legal. What they're doing is telling the Republicans, no, that's not legal. You cannot do that. You
absolutely.
Can't
absolutely.
Make someone's choices. They're not making laws. They're denying restrictions is what they're doing, you know. And the Democratic leadership needs to just step up, and they let the Republican Party label them and paint them in a corner, and they've been on the defensive for I don't know how long, since Clinton's second term, I think.
Right.
They just got to stand up and say, look, enough is enough, you know. Let's just call a spade and get out here, and we're gonna be down the middle of the line. I think the Democratic Party needs to move a little bit more towards the moderate.
Nah, I disagree with that. Mark, I got to leave there. I got a break here. I disagree with that. The Democratic Party has got to go back to being the liberal, ass-kicking, progressive, leftist movement it always has been. Kick ass, take names. That'll stop the nonsense.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to get residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
She was a pioneer woman and a trailblazer.
Is he talking about his mama there? Is he talking about that shrill old she-devil, Barbara?
She's a pioneer and a trailblazer?
Yeah, right. 10 minutes before the hour. Thanks to the crew, as usual. In New York, Justin, UN, Jason Isaac, and D. Neal. Thanks, guys, for the fluidity of the program tonight. Our senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota. Ben Birch archives the program. Mark Marshall is my webmaster. And Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay, the executive producer of this program. Mark, another Mark from another Atlanta. Mark, welcome to the program.
Mark, same Atlanta. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I wanted to ask your comment on a couple of things. First, in the Plame Gate affair, why is nobody actually concentrating on the larger picture of what happened? Yes, it's kind of two birds with one stone in my theory. Yes, they went after Wilson. Yes, they outed Plame, but they also dismantled an entire brass plate company named Brewster Jennings in charge of collecting intelligence on weapons of mass destruction that we really do have good intel on. That's completely gone.
Well, I think it's even bigger than that. I kind of agree, not kind of, I thoroughly agree with Frank Rich's column in the Sunday New York Times yesterday. It's not Libby, it's not Rove, it's Bush and Cheney. The bigger picture here, you know, focusing on this investigation is great sport, and we're all holding our breath and waiting to see, you know, whose ass goes to jail, who gets fired, who gets indicted, yada, 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 how the Bush crime family responds.
Oh, Mike, I meant to make your night. Ross Story is reporting that...
Yes, we talked about that earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. That's okay. I'm waiting for the New York Daily News tomorrow to see what they've got to say. But the point is, what Rich was saying yesterday in the Times, the story is how a thuggish band of degenerate Republicans hiding behind a false Christianity and a false conservatism have turned this country as close to a fascist state as they could in the 5 years since they stole the office of the presidency. That's the story. I'm waiting to see what Patrick Fitzgerald does. You're waiting. Most people are waiting. Everybody's waiting, when what we should be doing is taking, in Pat Buchanan's famous phrase, taking lighted torches and pitchforks and start to surround the White House and demand that these bastards get out of, not just out of town, but get the hell out of the country because they have destroyed it.
Well, it'll be a happy day once Mr. Bush is up on impeachment charges.
Well, I hope that day comes, but in the meantime, as picayune as it may be, I want to see Karl Rove, doing the perp walk, just like I want to see Tom DeLay do the perp walk. I want to see these bastards mugshotted and fingerprinted. I want to see them accused, tried, convicted. But I know that if that comes to pass, they will also be pardoned, just like all the bandits who committed murder and mayhem in the Western Hemisphere during the Reagan years in Central America. Not only were they pardoned, but the sons of bitches are back working for the Bush crime family. So there's no way to win with Republicans or Christian fundamentalists. They are evil, greedy, grasping, filthy people. I wish them all into hell. That's my bottom line on that. Hey, listen, Mark. I'm sorry, not Mark. Yeah, Mark. Thanks for checking in. Let me move on, pal. I got to try to squeeze in another call here. And again, when I say Christian fundamentalists, I keep saying it. I put quotes around the word Christian because the Christian fundamentalists I'm talking to would shove a knife between Christ's fifth and sixth rib as quickly as they could say, "Where's the money?" So I don't email me about I'm anti-Christian. You're damn right I'm anti. I'm anti all religion, but I particularly hold in contempt these fake Christians. I just can't stand them. Michael is calling from the Bronx. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
All right. You know, I'm with you with these Bush cronies and these right-wingers. I mean, my frustration level at this point, after what's been happening this past week, is higher than the Empire State Building. Because I am so fed up. First of all, you remember, you heard about the violence that occurred in Ohio that was...
Oh, yeah. That's my hometown. Oh, I used to hang out in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I know I don't have time to get into details with that, but when I consider that and consider Judith Miller's BS for saying that now she can't recall...
She can't remember stuff. Oh, my God.
Give me a break. I mean, she refused to name her source... Stayed in jail for 2 months on the same note, and then she says, "All right, my source said I can speak about it now." She gets out of jail. She goes to the grand jury, and she says, "I can't remember the name."
Right.
If I was the judge, I would throw her butt back in jail because I ain't taking that crap.
Judith Miller is an unindicted co-conspirator. What is funny to me is to watch the management and staff of the New York Times to dance around this incompetent woman who assisted in taking this country to war based on lies. Judith Miller ought to be fired. She ought to be just turned out. And go write your book and get the hell away from the Times.
And you know what else that really gets me? It's what Bush did this past week in trying to promote Harriet Meyer's religious aspects, which I don't know if you know, Mike, but once again, Mr. Bush puts his foot in his mouth and violates the Constitution.
I know.
You know
but
about Article 6, right?
But these are scum people. These are not real people, Michael. They've got control, but they're made out of pond scum. Hey, listen, pal, I'm sorry. I got to leave it there. I'm sorry. And I only had under 2 minutes. You call again, Michael. I'll get you going earlier, I promise. Kathy, I got through the night without screaming. Oh, no, I did scream once, didn't I? Yeah, all right. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for participating in the program. I appreciate it, however you did that. Even your Republican lurkers, I know you hang around the program to see what you can learn. That's all right. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces.